we've talked about this issue of who are you really, based on attachment style, island, wave, anchor, based on nervous system style, if you are dye-in-the-wool airplane or dye-in-the-wool submarine, but also your tendency to fight, flight, or flee or collapse, your ability to recover quickly. And we also talked about brain processing, particularly under stress. Are you a hare? Are you a tortoise? Hares have to be careful because they can bully and steamroll their tortoise partners. What ties all of this together is the role of threat in human relationships. Remember, the brain is built more for war than for love. One of the big problems that exist that tank relationships, that prevent relationships from lasting, is the role of threat, runaway threat. Either people not understanding themselves and or the other person and not knowing how to manage that other person properly, not having the skill set for keeping the relationship friendly enough, playful enough, to not accrue a sense of danger and threat that repeats and amplifies over time. Because runaway threat will lead to a biological kindling of fear and danger that will just expand and amplify to places beyond reason. And this can be seen and has actually been studied with divorced couples getting in a room together. John Gottman studied this. Divorced couples getting into a room together, and they had an acrimonious relationship, an acrimonious divorce, their heart rates go up 15 beats above normal just being in the room together. That's a biological reaction to one another. That has to be created over time by doing multiple things wrong, by not paying attention to injuries, by not repairing them quickly, by not understanding the other person, by doing something that's good for me but doesn't have to be good for you, by pushing forward a system from childhood that is fundamentally unfair, unjust, and insensitive and expected to work in an adult relationship. All of these things will give rise to a biological threat system, and the once lovers now look at each other as predators. And that's where I don't want you to end up. I want to warn you about this. It's a natural process. And people who end up as predators are not bad people. And they're not bad people in any way that suggests that they did that purposely. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody goes into a relationship wanting to end up looking like a predator. Nevertheless, people who don't understand how the brain works, how the nervous system works, how people actually work, will just do this naturally if they don't know any better. If all you saw in your family were parents that didn't get along, or they didn't know how to take care of each other, mom didn't know how to handle dad, dad didn't know how to handle mom, they weren't in love, that's what you're going to do in your relationship, unless you've learned otherwise. That's what's going to happen. This program is to hopefully give you some ideas and thoughts about this so that in your relationship, whether you're going to have one or whether you have one now, you can prevent some of these things from happening. So everything we've talked about in this section here really has not only to do with who you are, but how not understanding who you are and who your partner is can lead to runaway threat very easily, very quickly. In fact, people who get in this position will often say to me, you know, we're just talking along, everything's going fine, and then boom, we ended up in this fight again, and we ended up in this corner, you know, pushed against the ropes, both of us, and wondering, how do we get here? How do we get from there to here? That is how fast this system can work and how quickly people can become dangerous to one another. And I want you, if nothing else, to respect that.